@GCN.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We are currently the number two podcast in the world. We were number one throughout most of this month, thanks to all of you who have gone and voted. The over 700 of you that have gone to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the
show. Not good enough. We need 800.
Yes, we do. And you could help be a part of that. If you haven't voted yet this month, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. It'll only take you less than a minute. It's real simple. All it requires is an email address. So, vote.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live.
If you don't, vote anyway.
What we're talking about tonight so far is something that happened in Utah. Just outside of Salt Lake City over the weekend, there was a legal rave, okay, where the promoter of this event, you know, normally raves are underground, they're not necessarily promoted publicly. This one was. And he got the permit. He got a $2 million insurance policy. The guy who was putting this together sunk serious coin into this event, like $20,000 investing in this event. Obviously, he was planning on making his money back, and he probably would have had the cops allowed it to continue. But the cops decided that they wanted to go and mess with some kids. Because really, what else could their motivation have been beyond just harassing people?
Well, I mean, to be clear, they expected to find drugs, and they did.
I understand, but they know that, first of all, it was an event on private property. Although, as Johnson pointed out, we now have the RAVE Act in effect, which basically, it's been a while since I've kind of had a real good recap on exactly what it does, but pretty much if they don't like something going on your property, if there's some sort of a party being thrown with music, they can come raid you and look for drugs. And I believe this was part of the RAVE Act, but it may be something completely different. If they find that, let's say I throw a party at my house and you guys come over here and I don't have any drugs, but man, what you do, and the cops come and raid my house while we're having this party and they find out that you have drugs on you, I can be charged for providing a location for you to do drugs at.
Silly.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I believe that's part of the RAVE Act as well.
Yep.
Anyway, we were talking about this crazy event and the fact that the cops came in there. Not just your regular old cops from their patrol cars. We're talking about cops in full suit camouflage. We're talking about cops with Heckler Koch MP5s.
Which, if you're wearing full suit camouflage and body armor at a rave, you're going to stand out.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of cops. They were barking orders, beating people. In fact, why don't we talk to David in Utah, who's actually at the event. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I was at the event. I was contracted. My company was contracted to run the lights for the event. We did a laser and light show.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much about 11:30 at night, seen a helicopter come in, seen everything start going down. Never seen anything like it in my life. Done a lot of events, different genres. Same thing happens at every show we see. I mean, there's obviously kids who go there and do things that everybody may not approve of, but
That's their business.
Yeah, that's their business, exactly.
Right.
But here was an event that the promoter and event organizers did everything they could to make it a legitimate, mainstream event that anybody who wanted to buy a ticket could come to.
Sure.
They brought in porta potties. They had EMTs licensed. They had licensed security guards.
Right.
They brought in a professional audio company. They brought in a professional light company.
Right.
They had a huge stage. It was a concert. There was vendors. There was people selling, you know, food.
Totally legitimate event.
Yep. And the next thing we know, I'm standing next to the stage doing my thing. I look up. There's a helicopter with a spotlight. 2 minutes later, there's at least 30 or 40 men in full camouflage, machine guns in the middle, telling people to get out of there. I start looking around. I see people on the ground. I see
When the 30 cops came in the camo and started telling people to get out, was there chaos? Or were people milling towards the exit? You know, were they just going towards the exits?
People were very peaceful. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very peaceful. People were just having a good time. And people left pretty quickly.
Right.
I didn't really see anybody resisting anything.
Did you see any of them? I was going to say, did you see any of the beatings?
Oh, yeah, definitely. In the first 2 minutes, when they came in and people didn't know what was going on, you know, there was people getting tackled and thrown down, and the video that you see, the girl in the red, I was probably about 20 feet from that when that happened.
Okay.
And from what I understand, because I
have to recap, because not everybody listening has seen what happened to the girl in the red. So what happened?
In the video pretty much shows what happened right when they came in. It's about a 2 minute video,
mm-hmm.
and you see about 30 seconds of the show going. And then you see an army guy on the stage, and people are looking kind of confused, and you can hear people yelling. And then the music goes off, and the person with the camera kind of jumps down and is kind of looking around. You see army people, and at first it just looks like there's a bunch of army people there. Well, then, as the camera pans around, you see this girl, and it's hard to tell what it is because it's dark, but it was a girl on the ground being subdued. She's got her arms up, of course, because she's getting attacked. She doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And other people coming in, roughing her up, you know, pretty much using brute force, excessive force, I would say.
Do you think she tried to stab one of the cops or something like that, to where they had to do this to her?
What she told me the next morning, because they came back up to get all their stuff, because everybody basically got kicked out.
Right.
And there was people's belongings scattered everywhere.
Yeah, according to the accounts that I was reading, the cops were ordering people to leave or they would be arrested. And there were some people that had set up tents. There were some people that, you know, had brought stuff there. The vendors, they said, well, can't we get our stuff? No, you leave, come back and get it tomorrow.
Yeah, there was camping. But basically what her account was that they came in. A guy showed up out of the dark wearing camo and machine guns and came at her, told her to leave, and she said, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much that was their reasoning behind her. I believe she was booked into jail for disobeying a police officer and resisting arrest.
Amazing.
She got knocked down, and then her friend apparently jumped in between the person who knocked her down to try to kind of protect her friend, and she got knocked down and booked for the same thing.
So sad.
They both went to jail. But it was just so unprofessional of the police force to come in this manner. If in fact they end up right and they say, well, the permits that he acquired were incorrect, you had the wrong ones, you should have got this one, because that's what they were saying the night of.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, well, you didn't have a permit. Yes, we did. Well, your permit was for health. You need a permit for this.
Your permit was pink, not blue.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they were doing. That's what they were saying.
Right.
They could have as easily walked in with the sheriff or, you know, said, hey, it's no good, shut it down. We're right by the switch. We could have turned it off. No,
sure.
You know, I mean, obviously.
They could have done it diplomatically. You're absolutely right. But that's not what's fun for the cops. What's fun for the cops is going in and busting some heads and making it so kids have a real bad time. And of course, they're all about booking people on charges, no matter how trumped up they are.
Yep.
They don't get paid unless they put people in jail cells.
Exactly. It was an example. They were making an example out of it, out of the party.
So what do you think this is going to do? I mean, do you think this is going to drive the rave scene back completely underground at this point?
I think initially it will. I think parties that happen in non-sanctioned venues will go back underground more, because as much as I would love for people just to stand up for their rights, for their civil rights, to gather, to assemble peacefully, I think...
On private property, nonetheless. On private property.
I think there'll be more parties now, too, that will go back underground.
Hey, David, we appreciate the first-person account, and stay tuned to more Free Talk Live, man. We appreciate you checking in with us. And for anybody out there that was, you know, anybody out there that is a raver, somebody who participates in the scene, if you believe in liberty, you believe in freedom, you really need to consider the Free State Project. We'll tell you more about them coming up. Actually, I'll tell you about them now. You can call them at 888-532-4604. Go to freestateproject.org. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. More Free Talk Live on the way.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We're talking about an outrageous event that happened over the weekend in Utah. Well, it wasn't the event that was an outrage. It was what happened at the event that was outrageous.
It's an outrage!
Yes. What it was a rave. In fact, I'm not even sure what it was called. It had some name. It was a public rave. It was not an underground rave. And so they had a large attendance, about 1,500 people. Professionally done lighting setup, stage. DJs were hired, vendor booths. This was a
concert event.
Concert deal. I mean, this was legitimate. They had done the permitting that they needed to do. They had asked permission from all the authorities. But somebody decided Somebody in the police department decided they were going to go and crack a few heads. They were going to go bust up those teenagers and stop them from having all that fun. And so they did. They went in at about 11:30 at night with a helicopter and approximately 30 to 40 men in fatigues. People in camouflage. The people that were at the party couldn't tell the difference between the rave couldn't tell the difference between whether or not they were actually from the Army or the National Guard or they were the cops. In fact, we're still not even quite sure who it was that was involved here.
Let's hope the Army didn't crack down this raid.
I don't think it was. The National Guard may have been involved, and what they did to these people is disgusting. And it's something that needs to be covered, and that's why we're covering it here on Free Talk Live, because we talk about the issues. The last time we talked about, I think, actions like this from the cops was Tent City in California a little while back at a college campus where a bunch of college kids wanted to have class outside, and the cops were called on them, and they were forcefully taken off of the campus. Well, this was even worse. These were people being beaten for no reason whatsoever, for just simply asking questions of the cops.
And the sad thing about this is that I think is that the only way, you know, when bullies start getting violent, it's, and this is, I don't like violence. I really, really don't like violence. But when people get picked on and whatnot, if you don't do anything about it, more bullies come.
That's true.
That's just the way bullies work. So
the problem is, what can you do
with ravers? Well, see, the only problem, the problem is, and what I know, you know, the way things work is, unfortunately, until one of these raves, you know, they go to one of these raves and the ravers all fight back and just do something horrible to the police.
Well, the problem is, peace, love, unity, and respect kind of doesn't beating the cops up.
That's not what happened at Kent State, too. There was protests, and then, you know, then the gun went off. I mean, obviously, there was, you know, some stuff going on both sides.
Can you be, apply yourself to peace, love, unity, and respect and still have self-defense?
I don't know.
Do you have to respect the cop that is disrespecting you?
It's really not about what the kids might do. What about what the cops might do? I mean, you know, if you're sending a bunch of testosterone hyped up guys in there with you know, flak jackets and
automatic
weapons, somebody is they're really, really lucky they didn't shoot about three kids.
And now, see, I'm not talking.
And then
about,
what would have been like?
I'm not talking about necessarily. I'm just talking about a law of nature, and that is that the cops are going to keep doing this until they're scared to do it.
Yeah,
I agree with that. The cops only mess with the sheep. The cops, we were talking about this a few days ago, the cops will never go after the biker gangs that are distributing drugs. They go after Mark Emery.
There's also a reason why cops probably don't go after people at rock concerts either, because you know what's at rock concerts? Lots of alcohol.
And a bunch of big, tough
biker
dudes.
Not marijuana and ecstasy where people are giving each other back rubs and sitting in corners because they're tired.
Plus, at rock concerts, you don't have 130-pound kids. You've got 250-pound big biker redneck guy.
Right, exactly. And when they get angry, they fight back because they're drunk and angry. They're listening to angry music.
So maybe the new motto for ravers should be peace, love, unity, and respect, except for the cops. Like, peace, love, unity, respect, and if the cops mess with us, we fight back. Anyway, let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Nathan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How's it going? It's Nathan from San Diego. Steven, shout out to all the dogs on Apple.
No shout outs, Nathan.
No shout-outs.
Did you want to talk about something?
I'd like to clarify a couple facts, first of all.
Okay.
There was no National Guard at the event. There was only state and federal officers.
They were all dressed in camo, though.
They were all dressed in camo.
Okay.
From the video, it's really hard to tell whether they did show identification or positively identify themselves as a police entity or not.
Sure. For all you know, it was 30 guys in camo that wanted to come bust some heads.
The big thing is that it was basically a shakedown. There was a Bush who was coming to town the next day. This is basically a big publicity stunt for their jurisdiction, for the state, for their police department to look good for when Daddy Bush came to town.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about this whole thing is that this type of behavior is actually kind of welcomed, like, overseas in Iraq. This is the same shit we're doing in Iraq.
Okay, you're on live radio. You need to take real care because we can't let you go again.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right.
Anyways, but this type of behavior is kind of welcomed. I mean, if they see someone that's doing something illegal, they're going to kind of take things into, like, take martial law into, like, you know.
So you think this was, like, an excuse for them to kind of practice their martial law tactics on people?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Also, there was only a health permit, so they did not have, like, a large gathering permit. So anything over 250 people was thus illegal at that point. So,
well, it doesn't matter. You know, to me, the law, I don't care about. You know, all the laws are bad in my book.
And Constitution, right to peaceably assemble, yeah. right.
The right to...
Need a license for a right.
The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If they've
as
got
long
permission,
as you got a license.
If they've got permission from the property owner and nobody's complaining about the noise, I don't see what the problem is. Anyway, Nathan, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to the other Nathan. This one is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going? I just wanted to quickly comment on the whole situation that happened in Utah.
Okay.
I'm a DJ. I've played electronic music now for about 6 or 7 years, so this kind of hits home.
Okay.
The whole thing to me is just, excessive brutality.
Would a little bit of brutality be okay in your book? I think it's all bad, if you ask me.
right, of course.
Right.
But, I've gone to my fair share of parties out here in Colorado. Anytime there's been a problem, a handful of cops will show up and will peacefully tell everyone to please leave.
Right.
They will give reasons reasons as to why the party was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So,
these cops weren't even responding. Somebody would ask them, a cop would order people to leave or be arrested, and they would ask why, and that's when they would get beaten up and arrested for disobeying orders.
Right. And
these cops weren't even close to being reasonable.
Not at all. And the fact that this could have been resolved amicably makes this whole thing that much worse. From what I've read and everything was legal and legit as far as you could go with the.
What do you think about, as somebody who's been to somebody who's been in this scene for a long time? What do you think about Johnson's idea of fighting back and making the cops afraid to come to raves?
Well, I don't personally believe in violence in any manner, so I don't.
They believe in it on you. If they're violent with you, shouldn't you be, use a little self-defense?
I think it's a really cool thing to say you don't believe in violence, but if somebody's strangling you to death, would you hit him in the nose?
Yeah, that's self-defense.
That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's violent,
here.
Though, yeah. Just be clear.
They're raiding a private party that everybody had permission to be at, and I think that what's Johnson's suggestion is not that you go out and attack the cops, but if they're attacking you, instead of just taking it, fight them back. There's 1,500 of you and only 30 of them.
Right, and I think we are fighting back right now. I mean, I think people need to hear about this. People need to be aware about this all over the world.
Well, I agree with that, and that's why we're talking about it on Free Talk Live.
I encourage those people who were affected by this to stand up for their rights, stand up for what they believe in, to contact authorities, contact the ACLU, contact whoever they can, because we need to fight back.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Griffin, Joanna, your calls as well. Anything goes. Joanna, of course, she's a lady, so we're going to put her at the front of the line. And she also happens to be one of the disc jockeys who was at this particular event. So we're talking about a raid on a rave, which happened in Utah over the weekend. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. We're talking about something that happened over the weekend that deserves coverage, and Free Talk Live will give it. We're talking about a rave that happened outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. They had permission to be there. They had the property owner's permission. There wasn't any allegations of loud noise or anything like that. Apparently, the cops came and broke it up because they had more than 200 people in attendance. They broke a law, and so they came in and smashed a few heads as a result of it.
A licensing law. This isn't like the sort of law where people are being protected. Murder, robbery, rape.
Yeah.
These are government... bureaucratic laws.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us some more money kind of things.
They didn't file the right paperwork.
Yep. You didn't dot your I and cross your T. Now we're going to knock you in the head.
Yeah.
And kick in your teeth.
As though the 15, 16, 18-year-old, 21-year-old people at this event had anything at all to do with the fact that the organizer didn't file the right paperwork.
Right.
So they are the ones that ended up paying the price. 30 to 40 cops that were outfitted in fatigues, camouflage, came into this event. Nobody really, they figured they were the cops. They claimed they were the cops.
Sure.
But how do you know it wasn't a group of 30 guys dressed in camouflage who just wanted to come mess with some kids?
And take away their drugs.
That's exactly.
Sell them on the black market.
Right. That's
the Mormon Hell's Angels.
We're in the Mormon Anti-Rave Coalition.
and at that points out that the cops, I'm sorry, the cops are nothing more than an organized gang. There's nothing more than a group of thugs, a violent group of thugs. I wish I could say better things about the cops. I wish I could say they were out there protecting and serving. But in this case, nobody was protected and nobody was served, except for the police. They served themselves. It's disgusting. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have. I hope our feed is okay. If you're having trouble listening on the internet feed right now, shoot us an email at ian@freetalklive.com. We have about... triple the normal internet listenership that we do.
Yeah, we're getting crushed.
Yeah, tonight we've got a lot of people listening on the internet feed, so if it's not quite working right, I want to know about it. ian@freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can also... This is also a radio show. I think one of our earlier callers didn't quite get that. We're a radio show and an internet show. So
and a podcast.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you're on the air with us. But one of the interesting things about Free Talk Live is we're on in 5 or 6 markets around the country. We could be on in 500 markets around the country. So if you like... this radio, you like what we're doing on this show, you like the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message that we have here, standing up for your rights, standing up for your liberties, the only radio show really that does it on a consistent basis, call your local program directors and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live on their stations. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joanna in Washington. Joanna, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
This is nuts, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and you were there.
Yes, I was there. I was actually one of four. Well, I am the fourth DJ that was playing from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And in my 6.5 years of doing this as a DJ, I've never been a part of anything like this.
What did it feel like when men in fatigues started storming into this place?
It was pretty scary, and it was a bit surreal because I'd just gotten there. I was there for about 20 minutes, and I was looking around. I was completely secluded into the mountains. It took an hour of us to even drive into the place to find it.
Wow. So there wasn't like a fence 50 feet away with somebody's house?
No, this was completely in the middle of nowhere, deep in the mountains.
Okay.
I mean, when you pull up, we had to drive through a dirt road. There was two security checkpoints with real security guards, confiscating all alcohol, checking cars, even checking us when we were performing.
Right.
So from what I saw, this was, you know, a very well-put-together event created safely for the people there, you know. And
Joanna, do you think that the cops came in with the intent of really kicking butt and taking names, or do you think that it just kind of got out of hand?
They had camo on.
No, I believe that they had planned this out in advance. When I saw the promoter, when I'd walked in, he told me that he had a feeling something was going to happen because all afternoon he had noticed men in camo parked, you know, around the vicinity of the venue, looking in with binoculars on the when they were setting up.
You think these trained law enforcement officers would be able to elude the watchful eye of a concert promoter?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, you get the impression when you watch the cop movies, these guys, you know, they know how to watch you.
It's pretty surreal. I mean, it was very surreal. I remember that I just gotten there and I saw the helicopter coming in over the mountains, and it didn't hit me right away what was going on until it started circling over us with the spotlight on everybody.
Were they Purple Mountains?
I'm sorry.
With Majesty?
Oh,
did you feel like you were in the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah, how's it feel to live in the freest country in the world?
Like, you know, from what I knew, the promoter is somebody that, you know, we talk with personal friends. And from what I knew, he had all permits. You know, he went out of his way to make sure. He even posted, you know, weeks before the event, you know, on the boards, this event is fully permitted. You know, it will not get shut down, and yet it did. And for me, it really made me feel like, you know, I've been working all these years towards a scene that we believe in and to a music that we believe in, only to just get shut down so violently. And just watching what was happening was surreal to me.
You know, it's so sad, and as far as making this right, it's just not going to happen. I mean, people can complain to the cops all they want. These guys are never going to... Nobody even knows who the names of the cops were that were raiding these people. I mean, they were just random...
We couldn't figure out if it was the cops or not, because they were dressed in army uniform.
Right. Yeah, if you're coming to just break up a party...
I have been to other events, you know, that have gotten broken up, where maybe it wasn't completely legal to be there. But it was nothing like that. They would maybe have a few police officers would come in, ask everybody to leave peacefully, just walk out.
Yeah, if we're breaking up a party, you don't show up with a helicopter and 40 guys in fatigue.
Yeah, probably one police officer would be capable of breaking up an event of like 3,000 people.
Yeah. People were already walking out very peacefully, and they were throwing tear gas behind us.
Joanna, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. And
chasing them down with tear gas.
Stay tuned to Free Talk Live. Thank you so much. 800-259-9231. Griffin in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent, sir.
Excellent. First of all, I just want to compliment you guys for actually addressing something like this. I just think it's so incredible that they're actually getting some exposure that they really deserve in this.
Well, it's not hard to get exposure like this from Free Talk Live. I don't know if it's your first time listening, but we're pro-freedom, pro-liberty.
This actually is, so I'm pretty impressed, I must say.
We're tired.
Griffin.
We're sick. And that's what I said.
Griffin, you said it.
What's that?
Griffin, excuse me. Griffin. I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name. You know, we're tired of all the media seems to be controlled by the same people spitting out the same stuff.
Pro-government wackies.
Well, all they do is reprint press releases from the cops.
Yep.
Even the media that did mention this thing, is all they did was reprint the cops' press release.
Right. Well, let me give you a little bit of background then first. I used to live in Utah for several years, for about 4 years. Was very involved in promotion and also DJing in the electronic music scene there. I'm very, very well familiar with this kind of behavior from the police in that area. I mean, this is not the first time this has happened. Well, to this extent, I guess it is.
Right.
But not the first time that they've, you know, broken up parties like this.
You figured it out. You got the hell out of Utah.
You know what? Yeah. Well, I went to go. I left the state to finish school, but that's inconsequential. Basically, the militia style invasion that these officers used, you know, to disperse everybody that was there and ignore their right to peacefully assemble was just unconstitutional. There's no possible way.
Yeah, you know what? Even if it was constitutional, it'd still be wrong. I mean, that's,
exactly.
The Constitution's a weak argument. Freedom and liberty is what is a strong argument. And Griffin, we're glad you're out there listening to the show. We're glad you found something you like. And keep stay tuned, because we talk about all kinds of fun pro-liberty stuff,
you know,
all the time on Free Talk.
The Constitution
Absolutely.
Is not a weak argument in this case.
Thanks for the call, Griffin. We appreciate it.
And an event, and an event on private property in the middle of nowhere, you shouldn't need to get a permit for that, because you're not disturbing anyone else's property, and you have a right to assemble.
I agree with you, by the way, Manwich. Yes, the way our Constitution is written, but if it was written to where there were no raves allowed as a constitutional amendment, that would be wrong, even though it was in the Constitution. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
All right, so we're talking about what happened in Utah over the weekend, because it deserves to be covered. And probably nobody else will cover it. Yeah, the Utah media went ahead and gave it some coverage, but that's only because the cops put out a press release about it. And, of course, what they did was they basically parroted the press release, and I think maybe towards the end of the article mentioned that a few people got hurt. A few kids, you know, people who are maybe 17, 18, 20 years old, something like that. That tends to be the crowd that attends these events. And
people that have no political power.
Yeah, really, yeah, exactly. People that you can pick on, people that don't know better, people that don't really know what their rights are. They may have a general idea of what their supposed rights are, but they don't really know. They just got out of school, and they probably just got out of government school, which means that what they were told probably wasn't really even the truth. So, we're talking about freedom, we're talking about liberty, and what happened in Utah had nothing to do with freedom or liberty. They were on private property. They were on somebody's private property way out in the middle of nowhere, in the mountains.
So not only was it about liberty, but it was about what was reasonable.
Yeah. It wasn't like they were having a party at somebody's house in a neighborhood to where they were cranking up music and disturbing people. There was no one around to be disturbed. The cops were staking the party out from the early afternoon hours when they were setting up the stage. They showed up at 11:30 at night with a helicopter and up to 40 cops in fatigues. These people didn't even really know for sure if they were the cops. They were just claiming they were the cops. And it just shows that what you have in this country today is just a group of mindless automatons.
I'd like to mention something real geeky, just for a brief moment. But I've heard that people might be having some problems with the stream, you know, our internet stream. Which, if you look on our site where you got the stream from, we've got multiple streams.
That's true.
Good enough to provide us several streams as well. Not as high quality, but if the main stream's skipping, then it's a lot higher quality.
There is an there are other options. So if you're having trouble, go to freetalklive.com, go to the TuneIn page, and you'll find it there.
We have several links.
That's correct. All right, so what you've got here is these mindless automatons that follow orders. They don't care what the orders are that they follow. If the orders are to go and bust some heads of some kids having a party in the mountains, then they'll go and do it. In fact, these cops weren't even responsive. They would go. They came up to these people, pointed guns at them, and ordered them off the property, which they had permission to be on.
And then when they asked questions...
And then when they said why, they were pushed to the ground and beaten. And the people with cameras that were there... had their cameras stolen from them.
Yeah.
One guy had his phone taken from him. He can't get it back.
He's not going to get it back.
There would have been violence there on my behalf if a cop had tried to take my camera from me. I would have been like,
and
no.
And they would have just...
And there were...
Yeah, I would have been senseless. I would have been beaten senseless because I would have just walked away.
We've
got
to go to the phones, guys. We've
got
to go to these calls. Brandon in Utah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, sir.
I wanted to say that... press conferences, the numbers were 90 SWAT team members.
Wow.
That's what they said, the deputy sheriff said, I believe.
That's incredible.
That's actually a fairly small number because an event here at a club was 300.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was all bad. Anything else, Brandon?
Yeah, I wanted to, I heard what you were saying about earlier, whether or not they should have fought back. You know, there were people getting pummeled and everything like that, but...
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Oh, Brandon? Oh,
yeah.
Man. You there?
Yeah, sorry.
It really was. Go ahead.
It really was. It felt like, you know, they were trying very hard to get us to do something. I believe that they were instigating a riot.
They wanted to. They did want
a riot.
To.
Yeah, seriously. A riot on that big of a scale would have crushed the rave scene. It really would have. And
I don't know. I'm thinking about Kent State in Ohio. Are you familiar with this incident?
Yeah, I listened.
Mm-hmm. The college kids in Ohio, and I think it was 1972, were having a protest, and this is what sort of kicked off stopped the hippie generation and turned it into this more revolutionary thing. Is the cops. One of them got an itchy trigger finger and shot a kid who was protesting. And that's when the press really descended. And that's when, I don't know, things really
It would have
changed.
Gotten the event a lot more attention, that's for sure. It would have gotten him far more attention outside of Free Talk Live. But I understand where you're coming from, Brandon. Keep listening to the show, man. We appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. Really, if you call in now, I don't even know if we're going to get you on. We got John in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, sir.
Listen, I just wanted to say I feel so sorry for you guys down there. I was just mortified when I saw what had happened. I'm telling you, we got web forums up here in Calgary, and people are just going nuts over what happened.
Well, it's a sad situation here in America these days.
Well, you know what? It's not much better up here either. I just haven't heard of anybody getting raided in quite such a fashion.
Right.
I think what we got to do as a community is get the message out about what the rave scene is really all about. And it's unfortunate it's called a rave because it kind of implies something other than what it is. The scene is not about drugs.
No, okay? It's just a group of people having a good time. Some people have drugs and some don't. And peace, love, unity, and respect. And we kind of touched on that earlier on tonight. And they're peaceful individuals. Nobody's getting hurt at these things. And if they are, they actually had EMTs on hand in case somebody did get hurt.
Absolutely.
And you know, thank goodness that you heard about this, because thank goodness we have the internet. Because if it weren't for the internet, then nobody would know about this.
It's true.
You're right. And I just want to thank you guys so much for taking the issue at hand here.
Well, Brandon, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. Or is it John? It's John,
sure.
Actually. Yep. John, thank you. We got so many calls, John. I got to get to them. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to Jamel in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Jamel here. Salt Lake City, right at the heart of it all.
Yes, sir.
I want to get right to the meat of the issue here.
Good. You got about 20 seconds. Get me
in. The main thing is that the cops have already admitted that they knew what was going on. They staked it out. And then they let it go until midnight. I mean,
yeah.
They could have counted.
They could have stopped it at 201 because they allegedly broke the law that said they couldn't have more than 200 people. Why didn't they stop it at 201? Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More on the way. We'll try and fit your calls in. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. By the way, we're going to continue on for just a little bit after our stop time tonight. So those of you who are on our broadband stream, we're going to talk to you for just a little bit longer than the show is normally supposed to go this evening. So keep that in mind. Stick around for that if you're on the broadband stream at freetalklive.com. Boy, we have been so into this topic as far as what happened in Utah to these innocent ravers who were doing nothing more than having a good old time until 11:30 at night when the hit squad showed up.
Yep.
Approximately 90, we were talking 30 to 40, 90 people in full fatigues with automatic weapons. Not that it would matter, because if they were pistols, it would still be dangerous,
right,
and horrible.
You can kill somebody with a knife.
That's right. 90 violent thugs, calling themselves police officers, came in, raided this event, beat people up for nothing, ordering them all to go home, leave their stuff there, get out, and just basically causing havoc, arresting people, trumped up charges. Disgusting. It's very, very anti-freedom, and of course we're against it here on Free Talk Live. And that's why we're covering it, and people have been calling in all night long. This has been one of the biggest, I think probably, as far as the issues we've covered recently, we've had some serious response from the listeners on
yeah,
this one. So
yeah, definitely.
We're glad you're out there tuned in, and let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Will in Massachusetts. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
I think that's definitely disgusting. I'm 17 years old, so that issue definitely resounds particularly with me,
mm-hmm.
Being young and everything. Obviously, I think it's like, you know, for freedom men to remind us against not hurting anyone. So, whatever. First, I'd like to make a book recommendation of Atlas Shrugged or Anything by Ayn Rand.
Okay.
I'm actually currently reading it.
Yeah.
I've read them both.
It's amazing. And it's all about, like, this. It's all about fighting for freedom and stuff. But another thing I wanted to just, like, if you guys could rant about this a little bit. I know it's a topic change, but in government, in terms of government inefficiency,
mm-hmm.
You know how they pay people to actually not grow crops or burn their crops?
Sure, yeah, there's weird farm subsidies like that, yes.
Yeah, well, that started in the populist movement back in the late 1800s, and it's been kept intact ever since because politicians want their votes and stuff. But, I mean, if at least we're paying them not grow crops or burn them, then we could at least have them make the crops. And since we want to give money to foreign countries or food foreign countries, obviously like in our food for oil campaign with Iraq, we could just have them send the food over.
Well, I think what we need to do is just get the government the hell out of all of it and let people keep the money they earn and send it to whoever they want to. Thanks for the call, Will. I wish we had more time for you, dude. And we are wrapping things up, finally, on tonight's show. Hey, by the way, join us online, freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live and you want to support us, we actually have an option for you to help us out because we want to get the show on 500 stations. We're only on 5 right now. We can do it with your help. We'll do it anyway without your help, but your help can make it happen faster. The AMP program is what I'm talking about. amp.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. If you got $3 a month, then you can help us amp the show. Mm-hmm. And that money's going to do what, man?
It's going to basically help us to buy ads, advertise on the internet for more listeners,
Right. Those
kind of things.
And once we get to our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by at least 25%.
Speaking of freetalklive.com, it just, you know, this issue, I wasn't even expecting. I didn't know anything about this. Very apropos. I'm going to post a little extra content for the listeners. I actually
on the bulletin board
spun up some music this weekend because I felt motivated. So.
You actually made your own techno music.
Yeah, I did. I made a mix. Well, I made a mix. I didn't make my own.
You're going to post it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
I am.
So, for those of you on the broadband stream, hang on. We're going to talk to you in just a bit, and for those of you listening the other methods, thank you for tuning in tonight. As always, we'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com. See you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run a